Joining us now with Cash Grain Analysis is Michael Yellman of the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Dave.
So what do you do when it's really, really quiet? Because I imagine it is really, really quiet.
Well, we've actually kept pretty busy here in Champaign. Guys are getting settled away for the year end and figuring out what they need to have priced as far as grains go.
And what kind of business are you doing that way?
Guys have been selling. You know, we've seen a lot of pressure on the markets here over the last couple days, or I guess week or so. And I think that's triggered some selling. We're still at the $7 cash level, and you know, 14.5 for beans. So,
and do you expect those levels to hold into springtime?
I think that old crop there isn't a way we could go too much lower in the markets. As far as new crop, though, I think it's going to be interesting to see how we do trade, because we could have a pretty big planted acres number for this next year's crop, and a lot of it's going to depend on how our spring weather and conditions look.
Well, potentially, I mean, you saw the Informa numbers. They came out, I believe, last week.
Correct.
99 million
correct
acres.
I think
of
that's
corn.
What trade's a bit scared of.
And so with that kind of number sitting out there already, and we're not really doing a whole lot on the export front, you begin to wonder what kind of thing could potentially be a bullish impact on the marketplace between now and the beginning of planting season. Or is it going to be one of those types of years when it's just like a slow leak, sideways to drifting lower, drifting sideways, drifting lower, sideways, drifting lower, and on the futures side, and what would basis do to prop that up or not prop that up?
Yeah, it feels like going into spring here, we could be a sideways lower kind of trade like you just described. You know, talking about the acres, though, if we go back and look at if we just figure an average of like an 89 million harvested acres for next year at a 142 yield, which, you know, is an average yield, we're still looking at a 1.8 billion bushel carryout, which, you know, that puts corn probably in the low $5 range. So I think there's a lot of downside risk if we get a good crop. And as you mentioned, what bullish factor is going to drive it up? And I guess that would probably be another weather market this year, which I'm pretty sure that nobody wants to see again. So
why don't we go ahead and talk about your prices for today then?
Today on the Chicago Board of Trade, nearby corn was down 1.75, and we are paying $7.04 here in Champaign. New corn was down 3.25 at $5.96 on the board. Our cash price for next fall is at $5.76. Beans were down at 5.75 on the Jan 13 board. We are paying $14.29 going home today, and fall 13 beans were actually up 2.25, and we're paying $12.77.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Michael Yellman of the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois. In 2 minutes, I'll be back with a look at agricultural weather with World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.